Welcome to the European CME Forum podcast. European CME Forum is a not-for-profit organization that promotes multi-channel discussion on matters relating to European and global CME CPD. My name is Eugene Pozniak. I'm the program director of European CME Forum. In today's episode, Hilary Hoey, Adrian Jennings, and Reinhard Griebenow present highlights from a plenary session led by Graham McMahon during last year's 13th annual meeting of the European CME Forum. The focus of today's episode is Standards for Substantive Equivalency Between CPD-CME Accreditation Systems. First, we'll hear from Graham McMahon of the ACCME.
Ultimately, the common framework for us as accrediting bodies is that we're looking to support the community. We recognize that there is enormous change underfoot, whether you're in Europe or in North America or anywhere else in the world. There are challenges and opportunities for that, but the accreditation system wants to be as flexible and nimble to allow you to do your educational work, to allow you to be effective, to allow you to engage your learner community effectively, and deploy educational activities that drive changes in practice. We can do that more easily if we are aligned and consistent, not just internally in our individual countries, but internationally too. And I welcome the collaboration, insight, and wisdom of my colleagues in Europe and around the world as we try and make sure that we are in that position with them.
Adrian Jennings of the Federation of Royal Colleges of Physicians.
So I attended the Cologne conference in 2019 when the standards that Graham's talked about were designed and discussed. And I came back from that meeting thinking, well, there's a couple of things here that perhaps we ought to change. And we developed plans, even though the criteria weren't finalized at that time, we developed plans to bring us in line with some of the key proposed standards. However, the CPD issues, we've got a small team at the Federation, the CPD issues arising from COVID-19 are likely to delay our plans. Having said that, the change in CPD delivery resulting from COVID-19 have made CPD much more international, as we all have realized. And from my point of view, I think it's absolutely key that substantive equivalence between accrediting bodies should benefit doctors because they can get accredited CPD or CME outside their own country, and also providers because they will potentially get larger audiences subject to timing issues.
Next, we hear from Hilary Hoey from the Royal College of Physicians of Ireland.
All four bodies are trying to do the same thing, improve patient care. So the international standards, I think they're fantastic. The world is very small and the global international standards have been developed and led by Graham. And however, each country, we feel, should be free to adapt and develop the CPD to best serve their own community. No country has it right. We must embrace diversity and continue to learn from each other and collaborate and continue to develop these international standards, monitor policy services and patient outcomes based on robust data. So the international standards, as has been said, they facilitate CPD accreditation, equivalency then between accrediting bodies, reassure stakeholders regarding educational events and based on international best practice, and also facilitate reciprocity of CPD credits across different countries, which I think will promote the sharing internationally of education. So in conclusion, the College of Physicians in Ireland strongly endorses the international standards for substantive equivalency. It'll promote best practice in CPD internationally. We, again, strongly believe the CPD is the key to success. It improves patient safety and patient care and also physician well-being. It enables a resolution of the challenges in healthcare provision, but it requires support and investment to succeed.
Reinhard Griebenow of the European Cardiology Section Foundation.
I would like to add a more general European perspective. For those who are not so familiar with the European situation, just imagine that if you travel in the US nearly 3,000 miles from New York to San Diego, you are still in the same country. If from wherever in Germany you travel 300 miles in the right direction, you will inevitably be in a foreign country. Who now sets the standards in this puzzle-like Europe? The answer is not trivial, because in Europe we have the European international level, since meetings may be so quickly international, and hence also European international accrediting bodies like, for example, EBAC, among others. As a European international accrediting body, you would be governed by EU regulations. But the EU has not yet regulated CME. EBAC has asked the EU about that, and the EU has just recently clarified that to give the EU the opportunity to regulate CME would need to change the Treaty on the Functioning of the EU, one of the basic treaties which has allocated all competence to regulate education matters in general, not only medicine, to the member states. Thus, the EU does neither plan to decree any standards for CME, nor has it mandated any other organization, for example, accrediting bodies, to develop standards on their behalf. So my first conclusion, or let's say my first key message, is that the International Academy standards are currently the only broadly consented standards for the provision of CME to make reference to by European international accrediting bodies. And the second and probably even more important level is the European national level. But if we look at what EU member states have implemented in the field of CME, the situation is characterized by extreme diversity, ranging from no requirements at all to sanctioned CME systems, including accreditation. And overall, you have heard this morning in the urology presentation that the value of accreditation is not estimated very high, because it's probably not implemented in the majority of European countries so far. And this means that if you study, for example, the current situation in the EU CPD mapping report, you will see that making CME mandatory does not automatically mean that there is also an accrediting body in place and vice versa. This diversity has led to substantial uncertainty about the leading principles according to which CME is in fact planned and delivered on the national level, and in particular in countries with either no requirements or no accreditation system or both. On this background, and that would be my second key message, the International Academy standards offer a unique opportunity to support regulators in setting up national standards as well as recognition procedures, and providers, in particular in countries with no requirements and or accreditation bodies, to demonstrate that the absence of regulation does not signify absence of professional standards.
Graham McMahon.
I think what we've covered today in today's session has been all about recognizing the substantial pressures and changes that the CME community and CPD community around the world, and certainly around Europe, are experiencing right now, acknowledging that the accrediting bodies are fully aware of many of these challenges providers and educators are experiencing. We are working to try and make sure not only that there is flexibility and nimbleness in the system to support educators and providers, but also make sure that the standards are evolving to allow us to collaborate more effectively and moving towards an environment where educational providers can operate in multiple jurisdictions, aligning with several core standards that they will become increasingly accustomed to. Acknowledging there's also great opportunity to evolve embryonic or novice education systems to meet global standards and therefore elevate the overall stature and responsibility in CPD activities. So accrediting bodies are here for you. We're here to support you. We're also here to maintain consistent standards. And all of us are happy to be working together in support of the professions and the community out there.
That was Graham McMahon, Hilary Hoey, Adrian Jennings, and Reinhard Griebenow discussing standards for substantive equivalency between CPD CME accreditation systems. If you would like to learn more about this topic, you can now register for the 14th annual meeting and gain access to the complete archive of last year's 13th annual European CME Forum, consisting of all the plenary and workshop sessions with over 18 hours of CME CPD content from a faculty of 70 experts in European and global CME. More information on the upcoming 14th annual European CME Forum and this year's JECME Special Collection can be found on our website, cmeforum.org. Thank you for listening, and join us for more episodes as we explore all things CME CPD.